This is the Taney County Commission, Monday, April 23rd, 2012. We're in that part of our meeting dubbed the preliminary study meeting, wherein we take a look at issues that are going to come up at 9 o'clock and for the rest of the day, and we also take public comment between 8:30 and 9. So we'll be busying ourselves for the next half hour preparing for today's meeting. Danny has that one copy, Jim, of the minutes that got those changes we talked about regarding that particular taxpayer. That was the only set that we have.
Yes.
Are you shorts?
T-shirt.
Yeah, that's all we need.
Oh, yeah.
That's all we have in this guy.
Who is that?
The other counselor.
Oh, you got out of next week's trial.
I haven't heard anything about that.
I get to sit through the whole thing. I can testify.
But she's asked me to be there for 3 days.
She can tell you today now. Not, you don't have to. I have to. Yeah, because I'm the only sitting commissioner that was in the meeting.
And
okay.
Is it wrong?
So shoot, Pat will be here earlier today.
What about Bill Daniel?
He wasn't in the meeting. This is a situation where Daniel lucked out by not being here. I mean lucked out. I hope so. If not, I will make sure I am.
Did you guys read the request for this letter of support?
I'm not sure I did.
Not for funds, but not for a letter of support.
Do we have a sample of that?
Which?
I don't have a problem with it. For a letter of support, but I don't have a problem with a letter of support. We just got to be...
We're requesting a 0% interest loan to USDA. It would be helpful if we could provide a letter of support for the project.
And it creates, so they say,
jobs.
5 to 8 jobs.
On this thing right here, did we vote on this?
Actually, we...
What did we do?
I thought we were in agreeance to move forward, but we wanted the council's opinion because there was a signed contract in place.
Okay, so yeah, here it is. Okay, we did ask that. Okay. Do they want the money? I know we want to give them the money. I just don't know where we sit with that.
Well, it's the
oh. this first? Achilles tendon? Danny, we got it today. It won't take much. Give me a yardstick.
Just reach over and tap the back of my foot. I got to get that
Somebody, when you stop rolling, we'll get you a stationary chair. We'll come to you.
Somebody be talking out there, and I'll scream. And
I hope it's at the right time. That'd be great.
What that does is it frees up the ability to draw money from that 25%. What we're doing is moving potentially the expenses of that project from the 25% to the 75%. Correct on Kirbyville?
Well, we're just freeing up money for them.
Well, right. But that's how we're doing it. We're
right.
We're down to 75.
Right.
25.
That is that
it's
on
here. It's on paper.
It's on here this morning, isn't it? On
the yes. Chip, will you take something last week? Well, sure I will. My goodness. All right. Two warrants.
Do we have that one held accounts table for the sewer? We didn't improve our sewer. Remember, we held one back. They had a bunch of different invoices in there. I would like to pay everything but that one controversial part so that there's other engineers that need to get paid out of that. They lumped them a bunch together.
Why?
Why?
That's why.
They did.
I know.
But remember that one invoice? They had the...
I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I want to... Oh, is that later on today posted? You know something?
No, it's posted on here. It's a...
Here it is.
Sewer Department funding request is what it is.
Here's you.
Yeah. That, we're waiting for approval on that, right?
We already got it.
Did we get the...
No.
We don't have lien releases.
Not from the one, but
from the one from everybody else, we're good. So you want me to?
I'm in favor of moving that forward if, in fact, they'll break out. But
we can break it out here, or personally. We can just label.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, then I'll put that.
Let's
in
see what you got. You got
that's
the
that's
total.
What she's bringing it up. We're gonna have to rewrite the check.
Okay.
Are those the breakdowns?
Uh-huh. On the invoice.
The amount we're talking about is.
One you're talking about.
Yep. Is it 84?
71.46.59.
Yeah. So that'll have to be broke out. This last invoice.
So we can approve
everything
a
else.
Check for this amount minus the last one.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do here at 9 o'clock.
So after you do that, then I can board this one out and issue one for less subject.
Yes.
How do you want us to approve that then? Same check number? We can't do the check number.
I'll void this one out. Just say that you're not going to approve 328-588. That's the
why don't you leave that with us so that we can just
well, go through 328.
But what she can do is we can add a check number to what we approve.
Well, I was going to say, if you want to give me a new check number with the amount, I'll throw it in there.
Okay.
And we will exclude that one.
Well, I'm going to.
Right. That's. Let's do that.
Cancel that check.
I'll void this one out. Issue another one minus 70.
Yes.
Right. So I think we need to void this check on the because it was in our accounts payable from past. So
yes.
we'll void that check, and she's going to submit a new check.
Look, it makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. They refused.
Who?
This controversial issue.
We shouldn't be talking about it.
I know it, but I mean, we're just talking about this, trying to get this check straightened out. But that's.
Did you get your turkey?
I'm missed it.
I don't want to hear about it. Gosh, I could have shot 50 of them off my back porch over the weekend.
I don't even want to talk about it.
I'll take pictures next time.
Pulled up, mad.
I'll just take pictures. You could have sat in the back patio. I could have served you iced tea, got you a little sandwich.
That's my kind of hunt.
I know, it'd be your perfect kind of hunt.
What makes you think you wasn't hunting that way to begin with?
I know, that's true.
What the problem was.
All right, what have we got?
I'll take pictures next time. That way you can see what you...
I need a retractable roof on my truck.
Is that what you need? I love these. You see this? Anytime I see this, I just laugh.
Yeah.
This is funny.
Did you bring back anything in writing regarding the use tax? I didn't, and there's some questions being answered. I need to put together some comments for a story.
I did not bring anything, any documentation.
I did not either, so I'm going to have to ask for some.
I don't even know if it was some.
Well, I know that there was a breakdown of what we were losing.
Yeah, and I have...
And that was without person-to-person sales.
Right, and that was just this year.
Yes.
Right. The use tax thing, I'm telling you, and you know, I was back up there on Thursday, Jeff City, that fixed it. They ain't got a chance of getting passed. The sales tax fix is not going to pass.
Do we want to just lay out a discussion about this publicly, either this Thursday or next Monday? So we can have initial comments about it, give some public awareness.
I mean, that's fine. I mean,
our officers know we're getting ready to lose X amount of dollars.
You know, that court case is this Friday. You hear about the court case.
Yeah.
If we lose that, we can go back 3 years, which means we'll have to pay out $3 million in back illegal collections. You know about the court case, right? The class action suit. 9 counties have filed a suit now against different counties.
Oh, yes.
And the statute of limitations goes 3 years, and 3 years would be about a little over $3 million for us.
You're filled with good news this morning, Travis.
Just filled. $3 million.
They said they're asking for 5, but the statute will apply to 3.
They're not going to win.
You know, if they don't win the class action, they may win the individual, though.
They could win an individual, but they can't win a class action. Yeah, sneak. Ooh, this could ring because it's buzzing. Let me see here.
Danny, did you see anything?
Thank you very much, Donna. By the way, Donna, did you bring back any information besides this?
Well, I had to.
Okay.
I'm going to the car to get my phone. Cause
thank you. Gentlemen, this morning at 10 o'clock, so that we know, I'm going to step out for a NACO conference call.
Hey, would that be a good time? I'm supposed to take a road trip with Randy Hayes.
No.
Yes.
Not if we're going to do the business that we've got here.
I'll get in my car.
I mean, either I can do that or you can go, but one of us,
well,
we will be working right through that time. I'd say we could be done by...
It's for Pat Keck and executive session. So I guess I can go after that. Yeah.
But, I mean, we've got, if you look
at the 9:30. I know, yeah. I'm just trying to find time to do that other thing. I called Randy this morning. And
penalties and interest, you guys can do the... I don't know what the litigation and contracts is. Staff departmental update with R&B.
Well,
John.
Yes, sir.
Sewer department request for funding, is that tied to the... Can you come up here for just a minute? I may be able to save you some time. Is that tied to right here? And well, it was what we've done, what we've preliminarily done, let me tell you, is to approve everything that's on there except this request.
Yes, sir.
That's going to be my recommendation. That's what we've already directed the treasurer.
Yeah.
She is canceling this check. She's writing a new check.
We don't have that. I've seen one like it,
amount. Though. So everything else will be covered this morning.
Yeah, we think that information is coming, but, you know, the commission's attorney will have to review that once we receive it. So that would be our my recommendation.
Thank you, Donna. That's what we're going to do. If you want to... be here and talk about that, that's okay, but we're going to do what you're asking, I think, unless there's something else. We have no idea.
We need to call.
So we need to find out.
What I would say is that more than having room for them down there.
I thought our agreement was through the end of, yeah, no, 12th.
June 2013. I can email her back.
Really?
Provide them a place.
Right.
And I don't have a copy. I was going to bring it, but I forgot. I don't have a copy of that contract.
Me and you especially, we're not even going
to have to provide money in a place free of charge, but they have to provide their insurance and stuff until June of 2013.
June of 2013.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm just going to say there's a time to run down here.
Well, no, I guess I'll get out.
Contract runs through June of 2013.
Well,
we gave
don't
them
need
the building, with, and part of the contract was P&Z is down there.
Yeah. I don't, Jim put this on here. I don't know why it's on there. We don't need to talk about
it. Well, maybe he was thinking of a June of 2012.
He could have been. I mean.
But I just want to say if we've got more room we'll ever use down there, and, we've worked with those people that close to us. So. That's my
piece of work.
Thanks, John. Kirbyville's got $480,000, too, that they forewent that item that we talked about last week. I'm going to get you a letter in regards to that. You know, the money that they forewent of the sales tax to pay back, theoretically, their share as per the agreement.
What we had done is we asked for counsel to look at how to move forward with that. I think all three are in favor of doing that. It's just we want to make sure technically that we do it correct. So unless there's objections, I think we should move forward with...
I was going to just send you a letter stating how much money...
That would be great.
That way you'll have that. But yeah, I know that they'll definitely appreciate it. I talked to Travis Heyer. He's on the board. And they've got a couple of small issues. Well, small in terms of project, but not to the people. One is there's a dead tree there in the modular home park there, just across from K Highway. That's right in the person's driveway. It's about this big around, probably 2 foot, 3 foot diameter tree is dead. We believe it could be project related that needs to be taken down.
Yeah.
And then we've got a drainage issue that we need to, where the sewer line went down, then make it maybe return water. It's drained water into that trench.
Here's the
trench hanging out in the front of this yard. So we need to do a trench drain past this property. So that's a couple of things that they would like to address for the citizens in their community.
Yeah. Appreciate your work on that.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys also looking at it.
Is
copy of this somewhere?
Of no.
Oh, because I do. I'm testing you.
Did you get the new check number?
I did. It's been right here now.
Well, if I go get a cup of coffee, do you care for something?
I do, thank you.
Just straight?
Yeah.
Don't you let me go get it.
You hurt. Yeah, because we won't be able to start till not 10 o'clock if you're walking.
It hurts. It hurts me to watch you walk.
It's much better. Unless I get anything.
So we just had that one April 12th minutes to approve, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you have those, by the way?
It's right here. Okay. You want? I didn't see any corrections on them. They're just updated. Okay.
Well, we had gone through before, I believe, and just asked for that one thing.
Yeah. So we have everything necessary for that, then?
Yes, but that regarded... John?
So that's on discussion.
But that regarded a portion of the payment, not the overall change that we were going to make, I don't think.
I think that was the reason we withheld that amount.
This was the 1% retainage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was in the amount of $70,146.59.
Well, here's my question. If we pay that, it's still docked against the 25% that's being withheld for villages and for cities,
well,
right?
Oh, Kirbyville.
Yes.
Oh, it's Kirbyville, or is that?
It's Kirbyville.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking of the other project.
No.
Sorry.
Because we're waiting for some money on the 1% retainage for the other.
No, that's Kirbyville. It's a bill that needs to be paid. We can pay the bill. It's going to be lodged against the 25% because that's where...
For Kirbyville.
For Kirbyville. Mm-hmm. But then we're going to turn around and move everything from the 25% withholding and pay for it out of the 75% monies that were available.
Right.
So that 25% will be freed up for other projects. Is that where you were having us go?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Good. Glad I got that out.
So we can submit that then.
Can I submit this?
Yes.
Yeah. Great River, look, I think your council had some questions about lien waivers and such.
And we've got them.
Oh, you did? Good. Okay.
I got information back from Sean late last week and then two emails this morning.
I had a minute, so. No, that's great. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. You guys also agree to pay for the transportation
for our
organization to do that to make sure.
Yeah.
This is the bill on it. Where would you like to come out?
I thought we had a line item set up for that. R&B.
We need to look in either. We need to look in Road and Bridge. I thought we created a line item also.
I think that we put X amount of dollars in there.
50. 50 or 58.
For this purpose.
Okay.
Would you look in the budget for that?
Thank you very much, Sam. Excluding what?
The one payment.
We just redid it. We're going to pay everything but that one payment.
Yeah, there's a copy.
Right.
Okay, good. That's going to have paperwork is going to have to be redone.
Right. We added the check number here, and then we're voiding this check.
What we're doing, Nikki,
is that
we're subtracting out the lower amount right here. Right. Moving down. Uh-huh. Writing a check for all the
amount. Which is this check number.
Paperwork would be everything except that.
Okay, and that check number I'm going to read out is the check number pivot re-entry.
Okay, I just
want to
make sure I heard it.
Yep.
Lynn, we're ready?
Okay.
Oh, and here, by the way, this is old stuff, but I just need a bit, I made this up.
I would like to call the meeting of the Taney County Commission this Monday, April 23rd, 2012, to order. And I would ask Jim Strophas to offer an opening prayer.
Please stand. Father God, we thank you this day. And Father, we
We lift you up and we ask you to be with us as we make our decisions, both as a county commission, Father, but also with all the leaders of the city, the county, the state, and the federal government, Father. That you that as the people deliberate and make decisions, Father, that they ask for wisdom, you will freely give it. Father, we also ask you to protect our military as they serve and protect our borders and protect our interests across the world, Father. Be with them. Also comfort their families for the time that they're gone and away from them. And Father, we just ask you and thank you for this great day and this great state that we live in. And we do all this and we do say and act to, that is pleasing to you. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
Amen. Commissioner Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Previous meeting minutes.
Motion to approve meeting minutes April 12th.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve the commission meeting minutes dated April 12th. Discussion?
There wasn't any corrections on that, was there?
No. No.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries. Accounts payable.
Accounts payable. Motion to approve accounts payable checks 328752 through 328811, 328812, and then we added a check here, which is 33037, which is the correction from the sewer.
Okay.
And then we have one more thing, and then we're going to be also in this motion voiding check 328588.
I'll second that motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve checks through 328752 through 328812, including check number 33037, voiding check number 328588, and approving warrants 5610 and 5611.
Yeah, I didn't include that in the motion, but it needed to be, so that was my motion. I modified, so.
Discussion?
None.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Sharing a pen down there today?
Do what? You got
forget your
pen.
Crayon?
Thank you.
Here's a black pen.
Did you,
Mickey, would you please give Danny's glasses? He just signed the agenda.
Here's that topic for you.
All right. You guys are funny this morning.
Thank you, sir.
It's yours.
Keep it.
You can keep that.
We're all good. Agenda request review, Nikki.
There's only one item that's been added. Frank Cotty has reviewed it. It's an agreement.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
The last item?
One item that has been added, which is the last item. Frank Cotty has reviewed it.
Okay.
Do I have your permission to put it on?
Hmm? Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
That,
no, I haven't thought about what to do.
I thought that was the only bid that we...
Your call.
I thought that was the only bid we had in that on that issue.
This is the actual agreement?
That will be enforced with the contract?
To the bid, yes.
Okay.
Which had to be reviewed by and there will probably be a couple of other items that he's finishing up reviewing that we could probably place on Thursday also.
Okay. Anything that we visited about last week in those issues that we asked him to review that would have already been approved, we can put on the agenda without... Without asking you is what I'm saying, to put them on the agenda.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, I was looking at one item here.
Okay, that what I'm saying is she had, last week we had several bids, and some of them we asked to be reviewed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, as they become approved by council, have her put them on there.
You don't need this, you can just throw them on there. Yeah.
Right.
As soon as they've been reviewed, Danny, you're right. We just throw them on there.
Okay, so X-Nate, that step. Okay.
Yep.
That's fine.
And I believe line item number one, Ronnie, correct me on that.
We can delete that.
You can delete that. And I know I have one item up there, and I'm holding on that right now.
On the fourth item, what did we decide about that? One with...
One, two, three. I think we had a discussion, but we didn't come to resolution.
Correct. Do we want to continue?
Yes, let's have it in our discussion on that. All right. An executive today on that.
What else do you have?
Put that down as a reminder, Jim, because we've mentioned that before.
I'll do that.
We haven't followed through.
Go ahead.
The second item?
Yes.
I've received some follow-up calls regarding that agreement, and our attorney's waiting on direction from you gentlemen.
Somebody help me with what that is precisely?
I have no idea. Maybe we, let's talk to Frank. Frank's going to be here today, right?
Yes.
Let's just wait until we talk to Frank on that one.
I know what he told me on Friday.
We'll talk with
Frank about all these items. Today.
Yeah, because I don't.
Okay. That's
I don't know what that is.
Okay. What time do you need to leave on Thursday in order to be over to the Keter Center?
The Vita program.
Mm-hmm. What date is that?
That's
27th.
26th.
The 26th.
Thursday, and I think it starts at 11:30.
That's correct.
I mean 11.
So leave by 11.
Yeah, if we can.
Okay.
And then, did you...
No later than that.
Yeah, 11 is... Go ahead.
Did you put down the, because there may be more than one of us go, the...
on Friday?
Do a short.
Yes, I just put that on your calendars.
Okay. What time is that? So I put it on this.
10:30.
10:30.
Mm-hmm.
And then would you make sure it's on the agenda since three of us are going to be at this... Even the, you're going to go to the Vita Recognition also, Carla? Yeah, so let's make sure that's on the agenda,
so
too.
So it's under the events that you guys are going to attend. Is that still how you want me to proceed with that?
I think you better put those on a posting.
Yeah, I know. It's a strange deal.
Because sometimes you will have me put it down in events.
Here's the difference. We're not going over there to interact as a county commission. We're going over there to attend a function.
Right.
Yeah.
We're not going to be speaking. We're not going to be doing county business. We're just going to be at a function. It's a grand opening, or what do you call it? Grand opening. Mm-hmm. Right? Do a short center. Uh-huh. In either way.
At either event? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
If you want to, you guys want to agendize it, that's fine.
Well, the only reason I would is because it's a reminder also.
My point is we're just not meeting formally as a county commission, so that's the purpose of an agenda, is what business will you be conducting.
Right.
I would have rather have it posted because if two of us are standing there and somebody comes up and asks us a question, there's always somebody that wants to say you're talking about county business.
Okay.
So from now forward, would you like me to post those meetings that you all three are going to attend? Or just on these two?
People come up and ask you questions?
No.
Go ahead and post.
Go ahead, move forward, post.
Okay. This afternoon, our meetings will be moved upstairs.
Okay.
The the Transportation Board has this room scheduled this afternoon. So,
and you have it posted properly, too.
Yes.
So.
This afternoon is just executive session, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Do you have anything else you need, would like posted, or as discussion items?
How many meetings? Have we got any others this week? Because we've got this
Thursday.
Week is full of...
Interesting. Last week was full, too. The only thing, Ron, we talked about possibly is having a discussion about the use tax and the sales tax, the Supreme Court ruling, and how it's going to affect our county budget. I've heard it obviously last week.
At some time, and I wish we were never forced with this face, but we're going to have to discuss the use tax.
Yeah.
And... do you have a copy of the Supreme Court ruling? I don't.
I can pull it up, probably the case in it.
Do you want to do that Thursday, or do you want to wait till next Monday? Or do you want to wait even longer? But I agree, we need to be discussing it.
I think that it needs to be put not only to the public, but in all decision-making, financial decision-making that we make, I think it's something that has to be... put it on there for Monday and put it down for, if nothing else, it's just to put it out there to the public also.
Yeah, this is up Monday.
How long? 15 minutes, or is this a 5-minute conversation?
No, it's more than 15, at least
that's
15.
Right.
This is
15 to 30?
Yeah, that's exactly what it's going to be, 15 to 30.
Okay.
I mean, because by then we'll have information from Friday's hearing, too.
Right.
We'll hear the arguments. We'll be out. Yeah, there won't be a ruling.
I'm not sure there'll be a ruling.
There won't be a ruling, yeah.
That could adversely impact county governments.
Across the country, across the state.
In a horrible way.
Yeah.
Anything else, Nick?
No.
Approval of payroll?
Motion for approval of payroll.
Second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve payroll. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Planning and zoning relocation.
That was me. I got a couple quick questions. First of all, wasn't it effective January 1st? We no longer own the planning and zoning sewer building, correct?
I don't know that that's the case. John? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. By agreement, the building is to be turned over to the Regional Sewer District. At this time, we are correcting some legal description issues and stuff. HDR Engineering is working on that. But technically, it hasn't been transferred by paper yet.
Okay. Okay, that was the first question. One of the things that Renee brought up via email was an air conditioning unit broke or something like that. And she's,
yes.
I said, hold off. I told her to hold off because I don't know who owns the building. And that's because I said, if we own it, then we need to repair it. But if we don't own it, then obviously Renee needs to work with you on the repair of that unit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so that was my question because I know we signed documents with the intent.
Is it the unit? There's two units there, older units.
Yes.
Aren't they?
Yes. There was a gentleman from, I don't remember the first name, the last name was Mechanical Company. I think Renee had used him, was down there, I'm going to say Wednesday, and was looking at the unit. I don't know what the outcome of his inspection was. Technically, that was a question that we had since the building hasn't actually legally been transferred. Who's responsible for the AC unit repairs. We have been paying the utility. We switched the utilities back in January, and so we've got the water, sewer, and trash is in the sewer district's name now. But
That's probably a council question for us, too.
There was two units put in, John, from when we built the judicial facility and we tore down the building, there was two rather new units that were transferred over to that building when we made the change there.
Yeah, one of the units keeps freezing up or something like that, you know.
Guys, I've got a little different perspective, and my perspective is until we turn that building over to the sewer district, we own it. We're responsible for the equipment that's there.
I don't know if we own it, though.
Okay.
I don't. Well, the only thing I'm saying is we don't have a deed that has Taney County Regional Sewer District on the deed. And we will shortly, I assume, with HDR working on the you know the written documents, the legal descriptions of what's necessary to actually record the transfer, but that just hadn't been done yet.
Okay. Well, obviously, if we own it, we need to fix it.
We're willing to stand up and be responsible for what we're responsible for. That was just the question we had, and we didn't want to do any. Well, you know how it is. We didn't want to do anything to any equipment if we weren't the owner of it either.
Sure.
Not financially, but. You know, you gentlemen should still have some input on that, too, possibly.
So. We can have an answer by 1 o'clock today.
We'll talk with counsel today, and we'll get back with you, and then we'll convey that to Renee.
Okay. Doug Fabian did come in the office last week, and they are working on the legal matters as far as the property information and stuff.
Okay. Thanks, John.
And the only other statement I had about it was just us to think long-term what we're, just to remind us that we have, we still have another year, don't we?
Yeah, June 2013.
Okay.
Well, I do have a little something to say about that. We're taking correction on a water issue down there that we're fixing right now on the same building.
No, actually, that's the drainage from the
parking lot.
But I mean, it's all it all lays within the real estate of it.
Now, and it's also a relatively easy fix. Is that right, Randy? Where we're talking about putting in the box and moving the water down between the License Bureau building and the Masonic Lodge Hall?
Yes, we'll be able to do that.
Actually, it's fairly inexpensive, but it's taking a big pipe. We're going to detour it off to the right, correct, instead of along the building. And yes, sir.
I would say that the water quality laboratory is located in that building also. And while most of your planning and zoning inspectors and Mr. Ashley's work activities could be relocated, the laboratory was built around the specialized equipment that Mr. Cole utilizes every day for the water quality issues, so that might be a little more difficult to relocate at some point, or thought would have to be entered into that relocation because of the room he needs for his equipment and stuff. But as I stated earlier, you know, we have a lot of room down there, and it's good to have those fellas close to us because some of the things we work on shoulder to shoulder with developments and stuff, so.
Thanks, John. Randy, Ron, aggregate road materials discussion. Thanks, Bob.
I believe I placed this on, didn't I? Okay, just clarification. It was on the. I've been contacted by two vendors who have asked if we wanted to clarify, I guess, one of the requests. And I haven't looked at the bid. I've had the calls, and it's like, okay, I might as well just. I guess, was it Friday? They had to turn in final questions?
Today. At 9 o'clock.
Okay. The question was, I think, on delivery. Are we asking for one delivery price anywhere in the county?
No. What I was asking for was delivered to our three main shops, a bid price per ton, the need arises that we would like material delivered to Hilda or Mount Branson.
So just
or
three locations.
Pekin, so a deliver price other than just us picking it up at the quarry.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead, Ron.
Well, I know from the email that we received from you, Ron, that there was a series of questions, at least from one vendor, who had some in-depth questions. And have we answered those? Do you need us to confirm or to draw from?
Yeah, if you don't mind, I did get 11 questions, and with the help of Road and Bridge,
I saw they
answered those as best as I can. Some of them are interpretive. Some of them have to do with our standard terms and conditions, which apply to all bids. Might be a little hard to read. I should have made it a little bit bigger font, I guess. But Randy and I have conferred on these questions. The one that I would probably ask you all to focus on is number 8, A, B, and C. And, you know, there seems to be, again, that's a question regarding page 8 on the bid spec that has to do with standards, terms and conditions, and that's how we've answered those. I don't know if you want me to read this all into the record or what you prefer.
I think...
I don't think so. It's not a contract, Ron.
I think your answers on question 8 are good. And I think that once you've received these questions, do you in turn submit them back to bidders or and or to the internet? How do we do that?
Yes, actually, all of the
or above. Our website. Okay,
it'll be an addenda that goes out on the website attached to the bid, and also I will direct email response send this to all of the contractors that I sent the initial invitation to, about 20.
When you guys have gone through these, I think these answers are...
Well, so we're talking about default. Now, I assume, I vaguely remember that we had two different sizes of rock basically we were bidding this. Is that right?
Basically, this covers more than just aggregate. This covers our road all, this covers our mix, this covers a variety of things. So
Concrete.
Okay. And we run into a problem. We award a bid, and we have a legitimate bid, but then we call the vendor up. The material's not available, or for some reason they can't provide it when we need it. So that's kind of we probably need to leave an option where we can go to a second.
So we test
the primary and the secondary vendor if needed. So.
It happens more often than you think.
Oh, and I'm sure it does. I'm just trying to understand. You're asking us to look at 8, so it's all, this whole conversation is about the default part process. If they did.
But we said if they, actually, we put it in the specs. If you default, here's what's going to happen. So
we define what default is.
Define default.
That would probably be in the contract itself, post-award.
Okay.
And, you know, I stipulate throughout here that it's whatever's in the best interest of Taney County, mm-hmm. as decided by the commission. And so the standard terms and conditions in all bids are interpretive to some degree, but they're certainly available for discussion and fine-tuning once an award is made. One thing that popped up as a result of this inquiry that we hadn't thought of initially, and we can add this at any time, even now, is we can designate, once we open all the bids, which is next Monday, a week from today, we can designate a primary and a secondary, which might be a good idea to pursue that, given the fact that this particular vendor is concerned if he runs out or if he doesn't have the product at that moment and we have a dire need for it, then we could, by our contract or by your instructions as a whole, designate a backup or a primary or secondary source. I
mean, for a time, not for the duration of the contract.
Certainly, you know.
That's what he's, okay.
Right.
That's the same thing. It's been in effect for years.
Yeah.
If they don't have, if they can't produce the product, that's what the term default is for. It applies to the coal mix. Some of them won't even have coal mix available except certain times of the year. It applies to the aggregate.
Right.
There's all sorts of things that cause this term to have to be put in here. I would like to have some discussion about the county buying property for a quarry if we're going to run into technical problems that we had questions from certain vendors and see if it wouldn't be cheaper for us to operate. I'm in total support of supporting all local vendors that have been so loyal to us over the years, but when we get into technical questions that could apply to a lawsuit, there might be such a need for a county quarry. I'd like to have that entered into a discussion one of these days.
I mean, I think your responses are fine. I mean, I really do.
Thank you.
So our question here regarding the aggregate road materials discussion is whether or not your responses are fine, and I think all three of us feel that they are and that we should move forward.
Good. I will distribute them accordingly.
Any other questions that a vendor has, do you post them just like this?
Yes.
So if it's a written response, then you go ahead and post it right in on the website. Then.
Right.
Okay, that's good.
And we have already got an addendum out there on this particular bid, and that had to do with another vendor that called and asked for clarification on delivery versus pickup, which was a simple answer. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
He stays.
I'm not going anywhere yet. I have a 9:30 opening.
Let's take up, since we have a minute, the letter of support for American Best Bagging LLC. Can we do that?
Sure.
What this is a request from Mike Britton to support a proposed project in Taney County, Missouri. The American Best Bagging LLC is requesting a 0% interest loan through the USDA Rural Development's Rural Economic Development Loan and Grant Program through the White River Valley Electric Cooperative. They're proposing to purchase a facility, as we know, in Taney County to bag bulk mulch and distribute throughout the U.S. to landscaping companies. The gist of this is that it will create 5 to 8 jobs, and those jobs will provide year-round employment for those individuals. And they're seeking from us merely a letter of support for their application of this grant. And I think that would be a pretty easy letter to draft.
Yeah, and I'm in favor.
Is it the IDA approved? Is it already IDA approved?
Not going through the IDA.
Right.
So any economic development stuff that we do like this doesn't go through the IDA anymore?
It goes to the regional partnership now, which is Jonas, and Jonas, I believe, is working with this.
Already working with him.
When he came here originally, if you remember a while back, we sent him to Jonas, and Jonas has been working with him since.
Okay.
Non-tourism related.
But I would ask that we have Nikki help draft a letter of support on behalf of the county commission, that she could work with Jonas on waiting for that.
I agree.
That's fine.
Thank you. RFQ for insurance broker of record.
Yes, sir. Gentlemen, we have a request for qualifications for insurance broker of record, RFQ 201204-176, and I have received four responses to that. I'll proceed.
Please proceed.
One is from Connell Insurance. And he has included four copies. And it looks like all the requested information is included. I would assume that you would all want me to turn this over to you all for review and set a time certain for a termination.
Okay.
The second one I received was from Great Southern Insurance, and there are four separate packets here.
You said it was Great Southern?
Great Southern Insurance, yeah. I had sent this bid invitation out to about 20 different insurance entities that I had in my records. Some probably don't involve property. And this first package I've opened, I assume they're all identical, has also got all of the requested detail. Third one that I received is from Insurance Source Incorporated, St. Louis. Also included four copies as requested, and looks like the proper forms are included. And the last one is from Acres Insurance, and Mr. Acres is here. Four booklets, which I'm sure everything requested is present there as well. So I will see to it that you all have copies of all of this and be prepared to follow your instructions.
Dixie, remind me what all coverages are included. I know there's liability, there's comprehensive. I'm assuming errors and omissions.
Property and liability.
Well, I'm familiar with three of the companies. The fourth company I don't know about. But assuming all four are qualified to provide the insurance that they are have submitted the RFQ on, how do we want to go about this, gentlemen? Want to look at them today? I don't think that we need to wait a great deal of time.
If you can make at least one copy available upstairs in the conference room, we're upstairs because we're up there this afternoon. We might be able to have time to review, at least start the review process. And I mean, that's all I can think of is maybe we continue on Thursday if we don't get completed.
Like I said, I know of.
Can we schedule this? Can we postpone to the definite time of 1:30 where we have scheduled the exec session? And take that out?
Sure.
Well, I'm just, rather than.
I can give you your copies now if you want.
Well, we accept. Oh, good gosh. Okay. Don't forget I've got a 10.
I just know we have a full
10 o'clock conference call.
I don't know how we're. We can postpone it. That's fine, Ron. I just don't know if we'll have time to get to it. But.
Well, let's postpone it till that time and then take it up.
Okay.
If we can't get
sure. It. I'll move that we. Postponed to a definite time of 1:30 p.m., the RFQ for insurance broker of record.
I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to postpone to a definite time of 1:30 p.m. the discussion regarding the RFQ for insurance broker of record. Any discussion? John, you're present. Do you have any comments that you'd like to make before we do that today? No? Anyone else? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you. I think that's all for me. I'll take these up and give them to Nikki. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you.
Linda, if you and Dixie have a moment or two, could you look through those? There's, and I'm not familiar with Great Southern. If you just take a look at that, give me some comments that we can utilize later, I'd appreciate that.
We have a little break here. You got to go at 10.
I've got a conference call at 10 that'll last from 10 to at least 10:30. It might last a little longer. But the three issues that we have before 12:30, gentlemen, are penalties and interest. That should take very little time. R&B.
Right.
And I don't know what the...
We took care of sewer, didn't we, already?
Yeah.
Yes.
So because when we had the check voided, we're good.
Let's see. Check. Are you wanting to stand in recess, Commissioner, for a couple minutes?
Well, yes.
Who's going to be here for the penalties and interest?
That was a discussion that we had
Ron
reposted something about a letter or something he had or something. Did you, Ron?
Yes, we received yet another 2 or 3 page.
Did you get
letter?
That too, Jim?
I haven't got my mailbox, and I apologize. So.
Well, maybe you need to review it or something before we.
Well, we stand in recess for 5 minutes. Will that work, gentlemen?
Yeah, I'll go
5:30.